Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul on this beautiful, beautiful Easter Saturday evening. It is such an amazing day today. Today the weather was amazing here in Connecticut. I think I was out, I had a meeting, and I was coming back, and man, it was 74 degrees, so it was just an amazing day to be outside, and people are doing their gardens, the crocuses are up, the daffodils are blooming, and people are just enjoying this nice spring day, so I am excited that I was able to go out and to enjoy the outdoors today. Yes, as I mentioned, you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul, or some of you know me as Dynamic Daphne. And I'm excited to be bringing you this special segment of the A New Day show, because for those of you who have been following me on Twitter and Facebook and all the other places that I tend to be hanging out, you know that we have an amazing conference coming up May the 6th through the 9th, and that will be at the Heritage Inn, Heritage Hotel and Spa in Southbury here in Connecticut. And if you're a golfer, if your spouse is a golfer, you want to take them with you to this conference, because they will have the amazing opportunity to play on the Pomperage Golf Course. It is just an amazing course that a lot of golfers from across the world want to really have the experience to play on. So the website to get more information about the Vision Weekend Conference 2010, Shape Your Vision for Greater Success, is at www.visionweekendconference.com. And all the information will be there for you. You'll see a list of the amazing speakers that we have lined up for you. And amazing, you cannot beat the price of the hotel. They are giving us a fabulous rate, including hot breakfast. I tell you, it does not get any better than that, because you know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I grew up as a child hearing that, and I strongly still believe that. And they are giving us not a continental breakfast, but a hot full course breakfast to start us off on a good day and to be alert to learn. So I want to just go ahead and tell you some of the speakers that we'll be expecting. We will be having Mr. Richie Donnell, and Mr. Donnell is a global entrepreneur out of New York. He has an amazing story that will knock your socks off. We have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, and Ed is out of Detroit. And Ed is a personal discovery expert, and he's going to just tell you how to discover who you really are and how to apply that to your business and to make sure your business is growing. Then we have Dr. Gerald Higginbottom, who is out of St. Louis, Missouri, and he has a phenomenal community program where he teaches us how to build from the bottom up. And I'm planning on having him join me later on in this conversation. So you should be hearing from him today. Then we have Jan Mullock, who is no stranger to the A New Day show, because you have heard her on here quite a few times with me. And Jan is a positive achievement expert. He helps you to really tap into what's positive about you and how to apply that. Then we have the Reverend Dr. Theophilus Mills, who is a phenomenal motivational speaker out of Massachusetts. So he's going to be talking to us on how to maximize our potential. And then we have Mr. Jim Nemley out of New York, who is a better business builder. And his tagline is, nobody builds them better. So he's going to let you understand what it takes to build and sustain your business as an entrepreneur. We have Ms. Chandel Pitts, who is our expert in graphic and print design. Everything that you see on the website and all our print material is under the direction and expert skills of Mrs. Chandel Pitts. Then we have Ms. Dolores Presley out of Canton, Ohio, and she's a master power expert, and she's going to be talking with us about leveraging our personal power. And then we have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle out of Rochester, New York, and Jennifer is going to be speaking on Agility 3R, you know, telling us how to use our stories to excel and create greatness. Then we have Mrs. Miss Talia Stovall, who is a relationship expert, and she's going to be talking about how to leverage relationships about our business. Because as I say, until we learn how to build and sustain relationships, we have no right to be in business. Because although it is good to have the qualifications, the skills, the talents, and all of that, until we have the relationship, our business will not grow. Because we don't know everybody. And we need to be surrounding ourselves with people who can connect us, who we can add value to, and who will in turn add value to us. So I want to encourage you to call in. The telephone number is 646-915-8166. And I am here just to entertain your calls and just have an energetic conversation, if you may, around the topic of vision. You know, what does vision mean for you? When you hear the word vision, you know, what does it do for you? Let us have some stimulating conversation on this beautiful, beautiful Easter Saturday. And for those of us who are believers, we are so excited about tomorrow, because tomorrow is Resurrection Day. So this weekend is a powerful weekend. And, you know, I see it as a weekend that is great for this kind of a conversation. So join me. I will get the chat room up and running momentarily. But the telephone number that you can use right now is the 860-355. No. Ooh, I'm giving you my home phone number. Oh, please. Now, you know, the telephone number is 646-915-8166. So that's the number you will call for the have a conversation with me. 646-915-8166. And I'm in conversation here about vision and what it means for you. I want you to call me in at that number. And let's just talk about that. I want to welcome the people who are in the chat room. So while I wait for the phones to begin to ring, and I'll be going back and forth to the chat room if you have any questions. But I want to share a poem for us, which I think is unique for this kind of a conversation, because it doesn't matter where we are right now on our vision journey, we can all relate to this poem. And it reads, "Past mistakes don't have to cloud up your future. Neither do they have to prevent you from trying new things. Only if you hold on to them will they get in your way. You have been courageous enough to risk making a mistake. Praise yourself for your strength. Remind yourself that this mistake was most likely a necessary step for you to take in order to gain more understanding about life and your place in it. Then look to the future and realize that your dreams are still there. They may have changed, but they are still your dreams." I know each and every one of us can relate to this poem, because life happens. You know, life always turns up different from how we design it. You know, we can look on children, especially when they are in the early stages, and you'll ask them, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it never fails. Each child wants to be the president or the prime minister, but someone prominent is what they always want to be. And as they grow up, life happens. People get into their way, and all of a sudden, they have lost that dream that they have. So things, as I say, happen, and we need to stay focused, remain focused on what it takes for us to understand our vision, embrace our vision, understand that our vision makes us unique, and we all need to understand that nobody on the face of this earth can ever do what you and I were created to do, because God creates us for a specific reason and purpose. And some people who are not yet fully aware of their calling and purpose, and they are not connected to that, they lose out on a lot. But I do pray that each and every person takes the time to connect to their God-given talent and purpose before they exit here, because we waste a lot of precious time doing things that God did not create us to do. And we need to understand it is okay to be different, because we were created to be different. We were created to operate from our authentic core. You know, it was just yesterday I was in the TV studio, and I was in a conversation with one of the people who worked there. And we were talking about being authentic, being real. And he says, well, if that's the sense, you know, a lot of time you hear they say people don't change. And I said, well, that's the truth, because a real person doesn't change. When you're operating from your authentic self, the person that God created you to be, there's no reason to change. You enhance and build on that real person that God created. You keep doing things better. And the more you believe in yourself, the more effective you will manifest that purpose and that calling that he created you for. However, if we are operating from that place, there is no need to change. We only change when we tend to adopt other things that's not real. And each society we go into, you know, people sometimes say, oh, that person want to be like the Joneses, and that person want to be that. But if we focus on the real person, each of us need to take the time to focus on the real person. There's no reason to change. You know, I oftentimes use the example of Christians. And there are Christians who believe that when they are at work, they have to act differently from when they're at home and when they go to the supermarket. And my belief is, no, you don't. Because if you have a true relationship with God, there's no reason to be changing. You just allow his light to shine through you. And you are a real role model and example for others to follow, and just be encouraged to know that they can do all things. So the focus of our vision, our calling, and our purpose is to help us understand. Just be who God created you to be. So I want to encourage you to call me. Call in 646-915-8166. so we can talk about what are your views when it comes around to vision, and what does it mean for you when you hear the word vision? What does it mean for you? And as I wait for the phone to ring, I will be sharing quite a few poems as I go along in this segment. And the one I want to read now is, "You are struggling. I see it. I feel it. I hurt for you. But I must tell you, dear friend, I believe with all my heart that you will emerge somehow wiser, stronger, and more aware. Hold on to that thought. Tuck it away in the corner of your heart until the hurt melts enough for the learning to have a meaning." Now, that is so true. If we each visit the circumstances and the situation that we encounter in our lives, instead of going deep into depression or into a pity party, we will look and say, well, oh, what are the lessons here? What did I learn from what happened here? Because there is a lesson in every situation that we go through. The reason we oftentimes get into pity parties is because we do not take the time to really evaluate the situation that we go through and say, you know, there is a lesson here for me to learn. What is the lesson here? And I find out that when mishap happens to me and when life happens, and I take the time to sit back in the stillness of time, and I think, well, what's the lesson I learned from here? There is a lesson here. And when you take the time to learn that lesson, identify what the lesson is, you oftentimes will not go back to that place. But the longer we take to learn the lesson, that part of life keeps repeating itself, because until we learn the lesson, it will still happen to us until we learn the lesson. So, before you get bent out of shape, sit back, take some time, and learn the lesson that is in that situation that you encountered. Again, you're listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul. Let me hear from you. The telephone number is 646-915-8166. And our conversation this evening is around vision. How can you shape your vision for greater success? What does vision mean for you? If you're in the chat room and you have a question, please type the question so I can address it. I would love to hear you call in on the telephone and we can have a conversation. And that number is 646-915-8166. Amanda Pierce writes, "I know you are going to make it. It may take time and hard work. You may become frustrated, and at times you'll feel like giving up. Sometimes you may even wonder if it is really worth it. But I have confidence in you, and I know you will make it if you try." And you know what that poem is saying? We all need confidants. We all need mentors. We all need role models who will help us to stretch. And when we get into that downtime and we don't know what to do, we can always pick the telephone up and we can call someone and said, listen, this is what I am going through. How can you help me over this hump? And when we do that, we can stay focused on the mission that we are on, because we understand that this is our vision, and if we do not complete it, what is going to happen? You know, each of us, our vision and purpose is directly linked and tied into somebody else's vision and purpose and calling on this earth. And when we renege from carrying out what we were created to do, we are hindering the growth of someone else's vision, mission, and purpose. So why not just step out in faith so that that calling can truly manifest, so you can help someone to create their legacies? Because we never know how our vision, calling, and purpose is connected to somebody else unless we step out. And with that being said, I am now going to read for you a poem titled The First Step. And every time I read this, it oftentimes reminds me of babies. You know, babies start to walk, they tumble over, but that doesn't stop them. They get up, they cry if they may, but they get up and they start again. So this is the poem, First Step. There is a world out there waiting for you, a world that you have only dreamed of. But you are the only one who can make it come true. Use the strength you have got inside you to open the door. Use the courage you hold deep within to take a step in the right direction. Use the knowledge that you really will make it if you try. Just take the first step in the direction of whatever you want to do. And soon, your fears will all be past. You will put them behind you and know you made it through. Just take the first step, and then another, and before you know it, a more wonderful world will begin to show itself to you. Isn't that the truth? Courage, fortitude is what it takes. If you never try, you never know what will happen. You know, you got to just step out there. Even when you are fearful, step out. And especially when you understand that you are not alone, you have a great support. You have God who created you for this reason. For those who are connected with their mentor, you have that person behind you. And you step out there, and what if it doesn't work the first time? That is all right. You just realize that you need to go back to the drawing board and to start things all over again. And that is not a bad thing. We all need to do it as long as it takes us so we can improve. We can just look at the first time as rehearsal. Or practice. You know, if you look on performers and musicians, the good ones, the experts, the ones who are extremely talented, they keep practice and practice and practice and practice and allow themselves to grow and stretch. And that's what we need to do as entrepreneurs. We need to spend time on perfecting our craft. We can't just sit down and haphazardly think that, oh, we are going to become an expert and we are going to be doing this and we are going to be hitting the $1 million contract. If we are not working diligently and continuously on our craft, in this way we can perfect it, and we can know that so long as we are working diligently on this craft and we are operating from our authentic core, we know that the competition has nothing on us, absolutely nothing, because we pay our dues, we put the time in into perfecting what God has called us to do. Instead of spending a lot of time focusing and concentrating on the competition, concentrate on your craft. How can you build it? What can I do different? What makes me special? You know, we spend a lot of time watching somebody else instead of focusing on what we need to do to make us great. Again, you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul on this Saturday evening, this beautiful Easter Saturday evening. So give me a call, 646-915-8166. Please, let me hear from you. Call me. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about Easter. Let's talk about your vision and calling and purpose and all of that. Just let me hear from you. I want to read a poem for you. In This Moment in Time is the title of this this piece. Reach, strive, and you will succeed. Try, but don't try too hard. Some of the best things come naturally. Give, but don't give beyond your means. Save some strength and some quiet time for yourself. Question, but don't question everything. Some problems have no answer. Attempt, but don't try to conquer everything at once. Go slowly. Discovering and growing along the way, trust in doing the right thing, even if it may seem wrong at the time. Believe in your inner strength. Even if you don't feel very strong all the time, live your life and give your best. Try each and every day to keep in mind that to truly enjoy this moment in time, all you really need to do is to reach out for your dreams and let them reach out to you. So, there again, if it is to be, it's up to me. You know, too often time is spent on finger pointing and, you know, whose fault it is why we didn't get this and whose fault it is that we didn't get the other. But we just need to look in the mirror and pay attention, keen attention, to the person who is looking back at us. You know, in order for us to move ahead and to strive, we need to be able to honestly assess that image that looks us back when we stand in front of that mirror. Yes, it is good to go outside and ask for somebody else's assessment and evaluation. However, we as a person need to understand how to honestly self-assess and self-evaluate. Because We know ourselves intimately. No one knows us like we do, other than God. God knows us inside out. He knows our thoughts even before we have them fully formed. He knows what the end result is going to be. But other than God, we are the only one who truly know who we are. So why not step out and let things happen for you? You have the power. I'm sure if you have been listening to this show for a while, you oftentimes hear me mention that we can rewrite the script of our lives when we choose to. We can rewrite that script. We have the power in our tongues. We can speak that word that will turn our lives around for the better. And we can also speak the word that will really put our lives in the dungeon. So, the choice is yours. What do you want for you? The power is in your hands. I want you to write that down in bold, maybe red ink in your journal. The power is in my hands. The power is in my tongue. I can create the life I want. A life of abundance. A life of greatness. A prosperous life. That I can experience the fullness of the reason why I am, the reason why I am created. There is no one out there who will prevent you. Only you prevents you. Only you get into the way of you. I know we keep looking to the right, to the left, behind us and in front of us. And, oh, we are so creative in finding all the reasons why things are happening. And, oh, very rarely that you would hear somebody say, you know, the result is different. If the results would be different if I had done this or if I had done that. But we have the power in our tongues to do what we need to do. So just stay focused. You know, don't get off course. Don't get off the track. Because if it is to be, it is up to you. To live life to its fullest is to look forward to each day as a new adventure. To learn from your mistakes. To grow. To appreciate the beauty in this world. To love yourselves. So you can love others, to accept differences without criticizing and appreciate them for what they are, to strive to be a better person, to let your goals and work for them, to set your goals and work for them, to find joy in giving and loving and sharing and caring. To find peace within yourself so that you can appreciate the world around you. To spend time with family and friends. To make new friends. To thank God each new day. And to dream of each new tomorrow as another new adventure. Isn't that the truth? You know, I have made a new commitment to myself that I will live each day as if it is my last day. Because I really and truly do not want to have any regrets in my life. And, you know, life happens, as I said before. So we need to each embrace each day as if it is our last day. Do the best we can with what we have and in the situation that we find ourselves. Give as much love as we can each day to whomever we meet. instead of going around looking for everybody to love us, you know, for those of us who are in business, and especially as entrepreneurs, we need to set a goal that each day as we step out, what are our plans to make a difference in the lives of our clients, whether they are long-standing clients or new clients that we are hoping to take on. What difference can we make in their lives? Because when we focus and help them to solve the problems, to enhance and embrace their life, we are going to be able to have them for a long time as a client. You know, so we need to understand that, not to just keep our eyes in their checkbooks or in their wallet and purses, but to know where. Now, what value am I really adding to this person's lives, to these people's lives? How can I help to let the experience, the conversation that we are having, be one that will impact their lives in a way so even at the end of the conversation, they'll be thinking, driving home, and they'll be smiling because you really left an impact on them. I'm encouraging you to call at 646-915-8166. And yes, you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul on a Saturday evening. I decided I wanted to spend this Saturday evening with you having some conversation around vision. How to shape our vision for greater success is the conference we are having for entrepreneurs, small business people, or those who want to be entrepreneurs sometimes, but they have not yet connected to their calling and purpose, and they have not yet created the plan that they would like to help, would like to use to help them to understand about their calling, their purpose, and all the things that they need to do. Now, I want to read another piece of poetry for you. It says, I know that lately you have been having problems. And this is so fitting for this time because I know a lot of people were so happy to see 2009 go. And I just want you to know that you can rely on me for anything you might need. And yes, it's a poem I'm reading, but this is the truth. Because when we look at our supply and our needs coming from God, we don't have to worry ourselves about that. We just need to go to Him and let Him know what it is that we need. And we need to focus and be still to hear what He's going to tell us. But more important, keep in mind at all times that you are very capable of dealing with any complications that life has offer. So, do whatever you must, feel whatever you must, and keep in mind that all times that we all grow wiser and become more sensitive and are able to enjoy life more after we go through hard times. And, you know, I like to use an example of a diamond. You know, when a diamond is dug, it's just so rough and it looks like a piece of nothing. It's like just like a big lump of black dirt and it's nothing. But after it has gone through the process, and by the time it hits the store and get on our fingers, look at the brilliance that we are looking at. It glitters from way across the hall. That diamond is showing off. And it is the same thing as entrepreneurs, that the challenges and struggles that we encounter helps to polish us and prepare us just like a jeweler does with the diamond. You know, because when we start off, our brilliance is not just yet showing. We need to invest in ourselves, like, you know, working with coaches, working with mentors, going to conferences, seminars, reading books, listening to tapes, you know, listening to regular programs that will deposit and plant within us seeds of greatness that will help us to manifest our shine. And that is what helps us to really blossom into what we were created to be. But, you know, I have been encountering a large number of people who think that success, gaining wealth, gaining prominence, be successful, be prosperous, is a quick fix microwave popcorn thing. And no, it's not. You know, each struggle that we go out helps to mold us and prepare us for the end result, the big picture. So if we just, we butt our toe walking down the road and we just go into the hospital and say, oh, this toe is hurting me. I just wanted to amputate the whole foot. What's going to happen? You got to go and you're going to have to fit an artificial limb, wherein you could take rest on that little toe, get treatment for the little toe, go for physical therapy on the little toe, and before long you know that toe would be nursed back to health and you'll be able to walk just like you were walking before you bought the toe. But because you didn't have the faith, you gave up right there when you hit the big toe, you amputate the entire leg, and now, because of that amputation, you are being hindered from growth and prosperity. Now you are laid up for a longer time and you cannot manifest the greatness that God created you for. So be careful when short-term things happen and you tend to approach them with long-time result that is really not beneficial to the issue. So sit back, be still. I know as entrepreneurs, we get so busy and we do not take quiet time. But I tell you, a lot of good revelation comes forth in those quiet times. That's when we can really hear from God and know what He is telling us to do. Again, I want to remind you, call me in if you're listening. If you're in the chat room and you have a question, I want you to call me at 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And while you're there listening, if you're on your computer, I want you to check out the Vision Conference 2010. The website is www.visionweekendconference.com. The date for that is May the 6th through the 9th at the exquisite Heritage Hotel and Spa, nested in the unique New England town of Southbury. Yes, I know people are saying it's Mother's Day and everything, but hey, you always take Mom out for dinner. You always send her some flowers. Why not treat her to the spa this year? Let her really feel special about what spending a day in the spa is like. Have somebody to wait on her. She has been slaving for you for your entire life. Now is your opportunity to allow her to be pampered just like a queen is supposed to be pampered. Yes? Dinner is good, flowers is good, but before you know it, those two, the dinner is gone, you go to the bathroom, it's all gone. The flowers get wilted after a few days. So give her tranquility, relaxation, so that she will get out of that spa with some pep in her step, and she will know what it feels like to be treated like a queen. So we are looking forward to have you there. On May the 6th through the 9th, we have an amazing lineup for you. This is a conference like none other that you have ever experienced. So we want you there. We are committed to helping you make a difference in your life. And we just want you to have the best. And this is why we have this fantastic lineup of speakers for you. Speakers who will tell you what it has been like for them to build to where they are now. And to know that if we can do it, so can you. You know, my life story is a true miracle from God. And you come, you're going to hear my story. And if God can take a girl like me from the hills of Paintstown, Jamaica, West Indies, walk barefooted, the outhouse, no electricity, and if I can be here on a global airwave talking to you about vision and calling and purpose, oh, you too can do it. You too can find your greatness because you were created for greatness. Go after our dreams. We live in a world that sometimes lacks understanding and forgiveness. There are times when nothing seems to make sense, and times when it never will. Sometimes the most we can hope for is an inner patience, knowing that the winds of change will eventually send a fresh new breeze into our lives. Sometimes the most we can hope for is someone who understands, who touches us and tells us without need for touching our words that will be okay. And we know that it will be because they are here for us. And sometimes we will just need to remember, no matter what the world sends our way, that it is so important to go after our dreams and to reach for our goals. Never forget that with every smile and effort and hope, we will get a little closer every day, one step at a time. Just move one foot forward and the next one follows, and before you know it, you will have connected with your vision, your goal, your calling. And great things will be happening. You will be creating a legacy for the rest of the world. You would have encouraged someone to take their first step. You would have encouraged one to say, if Daphne can do it, so can I. You'll help someone understand what it means to connect with their true calling and purpose. Because not everyone understands that. Not everyone has the confidence to know that. All it takes for me to fulfill my dream is to take action. Not everyone understands that it is never, never, ever too late to take that first step. There's a time when you need to just stress forward, and when you find someone who believes in you and who believes in what you're doing, reach out and grab hold onto their arm and allow them to assist you to the standing position of your vision and calling. Help them to hold both hands. If you stretch one hand and they grab a hold of it and you're not feeling strong enough, Reach the other hand out to them. Allow them to grab it so that they can help you to balance. Remember, no one is an island. There's no need for you to stand alone, because so long as you keep looking, you'll find someone out there, someone who believes in what you are doing. You know, I encourage everyone to become part of social media, because we never know where our next mentor is. You might be living in the U.S. or in other countries, and that mentor for you might be in another country somewhere. You don't know that. But what I have done and I'm still doing is I keep praying to God to send the people to me that he wants to be part of my vision and focus. I say, God, I don't care where they are. You know where they are. And you know what I need to do to connect with them. I believe you. I trust you. And I know that you will make it happen. And I just pray that and I just leave it. And you will be surprised. It is not coincidence, it is not by accident, but it is by divine intervention that I have been connecting with numerous people who are not even close to Connecticut where I live. There are some people who are in other countries, and a lot of people are in other states, other cities, and other towns. But when God designed something for us, he will supply the people who can help us to bring it to maturity and to manifestation. Follow your dreams. I wish for you, my friend, to have people to love. Everyone think about you the way I do. Blue skies on clear days, exciting things to do, easy solutions to any problems, knowledge to make the right directions, strength in your values, laughter and fun, goals to pursue, happiness in all that you do. I wish for you, my friend, to have beautiful experiences each new day as you follow your dreams. You know, we all need to take the time to encourage others. You know, the more we encourage others, the more we ourselves will become encouraged. As we encounter our everyday task, we will come across people who are very sad, depressed, downtrodden, stressed out for whatever reason. And it does not take a lot for us to just give a kind word, give a nice bright smile to somebody to make their day a better day. You know, as entrepreneurs, oftentimes we are working more than 60 hours a week, more than 75. More than 80 hours a week we work. And we just cannot see ends meet. And a lot of times we are thinking that we are the only one who is experiencing that. But when we are in the right circles, we can have the conversations and know that it comes with the territories. And somebody can help to encourage us and to let us know what they did when they were in our situation. Because if you have conversations with entrepreneurs, you will find out that each of us, at some time or another, on our entrepreneurial journey, we all wore the same shoes. And if we talk to others, or not if, but when we speak with each other, we understand and know that we are not unique in that way. Others have done it, and that's what helped to propel them to the greatness and the success that they are experiencing. So find successful people who have done things that they can help you to shape your vision for greater success. Because God gives us the vision, but until we have the clarity of what the vision is about, we are not able to set goals in order to manifest that vision. So we got to take action. You know, I share with you about the first step and follow your dreams. I know that all this stuff that you go through only helps to polish you. And when you forget that, I want you to keep focusing on a diamond. If you have to get a picture of a rough diamond and then another one of a polished one to put up so you can keep focusing on it and keep saying, oh my God, that's me, that's me. Oh, that used to be me. This is no longer me. Look, I'm being polished. Look at me. Now I have shape. I have finishing touch. Ooh, people are admiring me in the stores. And now, oh, someone bought me because I'm a finished diamond. And that's what we all need to do. We have to play games with ourselves to help us to motivate ourselves, you know? Yes, it's good to have other people that helps to motivate us, but motivation is an inside job. So we need to understand how we can motivate ourselves. Promises to keep as I pursue my dreams. To not worry so much about things that are beyond my control. To not try to please everybody. To remember that I am never really alone and that dear friends are precious. Loved ones will always be beside me. To have good thoughts and chase away the bad. To keep my sense of humor, even when that's hard to do. To not lose faith that things will turn out okay. To not lose track of what is important and what isn't. At whatever I am doing. To always try to do the best I can at whatever I am doing. To not let yesterday or tomorrow weigh me down. To remember that the most important day of my life is the day that dawned this morning, and that the rewards I will receive today depends so much on me, on my outlook, on my inner peace, on never giving up, but always reaching out, to let go of my fears and to hold on to my dreams. Remember earlier on we were talking about just living one day at a time, like it's the last day you have. Enjoy what we can today. Put our best in. Focus on it. Don't put it off for tomorrow. Because it's not promised to us. It's in the future. And if we live like that, we will never have any regrets. Remember, I'm asking you to give me a call. The number is 646-915-8166. And yes, it is Saturday. And you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul, a.k.a. Dynamic Daphne, on the A New Day radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. So, if you are just joining us, a happy Easter to you. And again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. So I am expecting to hear from you where you can join the conversation, and you can tell me what does vision mean for you. Again, decide to check out for the vision Conference 2010 is www.visionweekendconference.com. And you don't want to miss it, because if you miss it, you're going to be kicking yourself when 2011 comes. And you're listening to all the magnificent stories from people who attended the Vision Conference and followed through on shaping their vision and had great success. And they will be sharing that with you. So we need you to be there. Visit us at www.visionweekendconference.com. And we have a space for vendors, exhibitors. We have it all. We have, we're planning to have a banquet, a luncheon, and all those great stuff. So you don't want to miss out on any aspect of that weekend on May the 6th through the 9th. I believe that through every storm or problem we face in life, the solutions are ours to find. It takes a belief in ourselves and in our ability to handle the solutions we must deal with. We must accept our problems and work through them. It won't always be easy, but a positive outlook will lighten the load. Finding answers and solutions won't be an easy task, but then neither is life. But we broaden our horizons by the challenges we face, and each day we must remember all the possibilities that life has just offered us. Believe and achieve. Again, you have been hearing, you know, numerous affirmations that tells us if it has to be, it's up to us. We are the only one that keeps getting into our way. You know, we keep chasing our shadows. We sit on our laurels. We throw up hands. When we are faced with a little struggle, an obstacle, we just give up. You know, we have no perseverance to follow through and to just dissect that issue and say, well, what is the lesson? What did I learn here? And apply that to the end result of our goal. Because, you know, we need to understand, each of us, we are at a different place on this vision journey. Not all of us have it together. Some do, and God bless them. Some of us, we are a work in progress. And we too will get to a stage in our life where we have it together. But until we get there, we have to understand where we are and what it is going to take to get us there. And then we will design a plan that would help us to get there, that will help us to understand that this too shall pass. It is natural to feel disappointed when things don't go your way. It's easy to think, I can't do it, so why try? But no matter how scared you are of making a mistake or how discouraged you may become, never give up. Because if you don't try and if you don't go after what you want in life, it won't come to you. And you will be forced to accept things that you know could be better. Success is not measured by whether you win or whether you fail. There is always a little bit of success, even if things don't go your way. What's important is that you will feel better about yourself for the simple reason that you tried. You know, growing up in Jamaica, I always hear people say, nothing beats a trial, but nothing beats a failure, but a trial. And I always wonder what they mean. And the older I get in life, the clearer I understand this. Simple means, you can only fail if you don't try. But once you try, you know what the result is. So don't sit there, ponder. Get up, put the effort into what you need to do and see the result. If the result is not what you want, you put it on the shelf. There is going to come a time when you're going to be able to use that, and you go back at it again. Keep doing. Get somebody to support you. Get somebody to embrace you. And boy, I tell you, the end result is going to be amazing. I encourage you to call, and if you're in the chat room and have any questions, please type it for me. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I was expecting Dr. Gerald Higginbotham to join the conversation. I don't know what happened. He did confirm that he would join the conversation, but life happens, as we know. So we are here. I am having a good old time. I hope you are having a good time, and I pray that you are getting some nuggets that you can use. So if you want to talk to me, call me, please, 646-915-8166. And do the best you can. This I pray for you, my friend, that you strive to be all that you can be, yet never become a copy of another. That you realize your own unique qualities and all that makes you special. That you open your eyes to the beauty of each day. That you reach out to others less fortunate than you. That by giving, you learn the joy of receiving. That you let go of sadness of the past, yet always remember the good moments. That you learn to accept life as it is. And even with its problems and disappointments. For life is meant to be enjoyed. And at times endured, but never taken for granted. And I pray that you will be aware at all times that you are one special person among all special persons, and do the best you can. You know, we oftentimes say that to our children, honey, all I want from you is for you to do your best. And we as entrepreneurs need to understand that as well. All we need to do is to do our best. We know why we are in business. We know what problem we are solving. And if we focus on giving our best to our clients, they will be satisfied with us. And they will keep doing business with us. Stay focused. Put blinders on. Focus on the bullseye. You know, be creative, tap into your authentic core and be and self, and serve your clients with that in mind. I'm giving my best. I'm giving my best. I want to bring joy. I want to bring happiness. I want to bring satisfaction. I want to help them enhance and embrace the good things about them. I want to be encouraging to them. I want to be able to communicate effectively to them. I want, when they feel like confiding in someone, that they can call me and I am there for them with a clear, pure listening ear. a year, not a judgmental one, not one that will stereotype them and all of that, but one thing that will encourage them to do the best that they can. Keep your dreams alive. Nobody ever said it would be easy experiencing life. Discovering that it has downs as well as ups. At least the disappointments won't last very long and don't affect you as much. When you know that no matter what, you have much to look forward to. You really do. Think of yourself as a seeker. See the process of discovery as endless and yet find peace in that fact. Be a lover of life, of people, of nature, and of the nuances unfolding within. Reach out and realize your goals. Stretch yourself. Take risk and try to understand and extend your capabilities. Listen more and more to your intuition and know that it holds a wonderful wisdom. Explore and rediscover the creativity you felt as a child and envision anew those things you may have stopped seeing and on the way to growing up. Remember to keep your dreams alive, and happiness will always be in your heart. You know, we oftentimes hear that we all need to be like little children. You know, lighten up, have fun, enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. You know, it does not matter what obstacles we are faced with. It doesn't matter how business is. It doesn't matter if we lose our biggest client. Enjoy life. Know there's hopes and know that we will always get a replacement of bigger and better. Always. You know, even clients come to us for a season. Everything that enters our lives is for a season and a time. So why not embrace it and enjoy it? So that when we wake up and it is no longer there, we will not have any regrets because we had embraced it during that time and that season. Again, I have 41 minutes remaining and I am encouraging you to give me a call at 646-915-8166. We are here talking about vision. What does it mean for you? What does it take to embrace it? And just about life on a whole. Life happens to all of us at different stages. What are we going to do with the lemons that life oftentimes throws us? I think as an entrepreneur, I think we get more lemons than anybody else. And we have become creative lemon makers. I mean, we make all different flavor of lemonades. You know, we make frozen lemonade, fresh lemonade, all kind. Lemonade with green tea, all kind of stuff we make. We are entrepreneurs and we are creative. That's what you need to remember. So when life tosses you a couple lemons, get creative and make some lemonade out of that. And instead of sitting for a pity party, don't waste those lemons. Use them to make lemonade because that that creation that you make with that lemonade might be the one that attracts you to the next million-dollar client. You have your own special dreams. Yes, we do. In the dream of your next new day, wake up and realize what a wonderful person you are. Remember that you are loved and that you have good friends who will always be beside you. And that you have your own special dreams always there to reach out and to guide you. You are such a precious person. So believe in yourself and don't ever quit. You are a winner in my book. And the world is lucky to have you as part of it. Isn't that wonderful? If we all would focus on how blessed this world is to have us as part of it, and know that with the skills and talents that God gave me for this world cannot operate effectively until I start doing what I am supposed to be. Can you imagine if each of us would wake up every day thinking that? That this world would be at a halt if we do not perform effectively? Can you honestly think about the impact that this would have on our lives? Think about it. The world's effectiveness depends greatly on me. What an amazing thought. If we would each begin to think like that, we would not sit back in mediocrity. We would not accept mediocrity. We would not settle for less than. We would all wake up every day expecting and receiving the great abundance that God has set aside for us. So just think of that. In order for the world to operate effectively and in full force, I need to be doing what God created me to do. Which of us want to put the world on halt? None of us. We don't want to do that. We want to see the wheels of success spinning. We are looking for great things to happen. We are looking to create legacies that will help to leave a better place for the younger generation. So just think of that. Think of what your responsibility is. What is expected for us on this earth? We are here for a time. What is expected? What are we supposed to be doing? Are you doing your part? Am I doing my part? We all need to inspect our plan of action and see where are we falling short. Are we indeed falling short? Remember, I can answer that question for me, and you can only answer that question for yourself. But the question needs to be answered. So take some time to address this in your own lives. There are something rare and special about a person who always makes you feel good. Without even trying, there is something magical, a smile that talks. There is a lingering warmth in laughter that comes so easy that nothing else seems to matter. The ability to touch people without having to reach out. A simple understanding of hearts. There's nothing more refreshing than coming across such a person in your life. And nothing so appreciated as being able to call them your friend. Have you ever thought about the title friend? When you refer to someone as your friend. What does that do for you? What does that mean for you? What kind of a feeling goes through your body when you say, oh, Daphne is my friend? I know for me, my friends are people who I don't need to keep my guard up. I can be vulnerable with them. I can open up to them. I can tell them without reservations what is going on in my life. And they listen unconditionally. You know, if I have to cry, I can cry with them. I can laugh with them. Anything I can do. And I tell you, not everyone in life is blessed to have relationships like those. There are a lot of acquaintances. There are a lot of people you know. But who can say we really and truly have dear friends? And as entrepreneurs, we need friends. We need real friends. Friends who, when we don't have the money for the light bill, we don't have the money for the water bill, we don't have the money for the rent, we don't even have water in the refrigerator. We need friends that we can call, we can tell them these things, and they can say, let us pray. Let us pray. And before the end of the day comes, after that prayer, you know, some miracle happened, something happened, and those needs were met. We all need people in our lives that help us through these situations. We do. As entrepreneurs, we do. We need people who understand the journey that we are now on. A lot of them has already done it. Those who have done it are the best ones to help us to understand how to complete this journey. But I say this to say that under no circumstances, never you give up because of all the things that I just mentioned that you can't give up. Be creative in resolving those issues and getting things to happen. But please, don't give up on your goals. Don't give up on your visions. Don't give up on your calling. Don't give up on your purpose. Because God gave them to you. Only you. Only you can help them to manifest. I have 32 minutes remaining in this segment. Please give me a call at 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. Let us get into conversation on vision and what vision means for you. I pray that everyone is having a magnificent Easter. And don't eat too much bun and cheese, you all, for those of you who are listening to me in Jamaica. And I cannot believe I did not bake one bun this year. I tell you, I remember years gone when I would be baking so many buns and everything. I have matured. I am not baking any Easter bun. No Easter bun for me this year. And no cheese. But for those of you who are eating that, have an extra slice for me. I like it thick. I like the bun slightly thick. I like the cheese thickly sliced. So have one for me as well. I'm so proud of myself because I'm looking to get rid of some of the pounds here. So I didn't bake any buns this year. But it's all good. It's all good. All right. Each of us has a dream. Deep within our hearts, each of us carries the seed of a secret dream. special and unique to each individual. Sometimes another person can shape that dream and help it to grow to fulfillment. Other times, the dream remains a solitary pursuit, known only to the seeker, but secret or shared, no matter what it might be. A dream is a potential which should never be discouraged, for each of us always carries within ourselves a light which can cause the seed to grow and blossom into beautiful reality. That some light have been shine so clearly in me. So, you know, yes, we do. We all have dreams. And oftentimes we are so scared to share those with anybody because people are going to tell you, you are crazy, you're crazy. You can't do that. You're a woman, you're this, you're the other. Oh, please, ain't nobody will ever do that. That has never been done. Oh, when you hear that, that is enough to have your adrenaline pumping to say, woo, that's the reason why I need to do that. Anything that has never been done, leave it wide open for you to go out there and do what it is. So whenever somebody tells you that something was never done, say, great, that's the reason why I'm going to do it. So each and every one of us needs to believe in what we are doing. Because if we do not believe, nobody else is going to believe in us. So even when there's nobody else that believes, you got to believe in yourself. You believe it, you help it to manifest, God support you in having it manifested, then all of a sudden, you are going to have a lot of people who say, girl, I know you could do it. I always know. I always know that you could do it. So remember that you need to believe in your dreams even when no one else believes in your dream. Go confidently in the direction of tomorrow. Even when things have gone about as wrong as they can go, don't get discouraged. The old expression about if you fall off a horse, the best thing to do is to get right back on, has a lot of wisdom within, has a lot of wisdom written into it. It's the same with life. Sometimes we go riding along, having the time of our lives, when all of a sudden the unexpected happens and turns our world upside down. But it's then when we are feeling anxious and hurt and afraid that we need to look deep inside and see that we can either stay in the place where we fell, or we can get right back up and go confidently in the direction of tomorrow. And remember, it's okay to stay down as long as it takes to recover from each and every fall, but don't ever be afraid of getting up and beginning again just as soon as you feel the need. Because next time might very well be the time that you succeed. You know, my good friend and colleague Les Brown says, you know, when you fall, make sure you're looking up. Because as long as you are looking up, there is hope. A hope that you will rise. A hope that nothing can keep you down. I hope that you will prosper. You know, you have powers you can never dream of. You can do things you never thought you could do. There are no limitations in what you can do, except the limitation in your own mind. As to what you can do, don't think you cannot. Think you can. You know, we all learn about that little toot-toot train that keeps saying, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. When I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, and we were in the Emerald division with Mary Jane Chavon, and that was our symbol, the train, you know, that we always can. There was nothing, it's a choo-choo train, and we all had a lapel pin that was a train, and it shows all the little the journey that the train goes on. And we always, as consultants, know that that's what we need to do with our career. This is a journey that we all need to take. And I always remember, as a matter of fact, I still have my silver train with the red emerald in it. And it keeps reminding me always. Believe in your dreams. Believe in yourself. Get to know yourself. What you can do and what you cannot do. For only you make your life happy. Believe in work. Learning and achieving as a way of reaching your goals and being successful. Believe in creativity as a means of expressing your thought, your true feelings, and as a way of being spontaneous. Believe in appreciating life. Be sure to have fun every day and to enjoy the beauty of the world. Believe in loving. Love your friends, love your family, love yourself, love your life. Believe in long-term relationships. Be sure the people are worthy of your love and be very honest with them. Believe in your dreams, and your dreams can become a reality. So, you know, there is so much that tells us that if it has to be, it is up to us. If it has to be, it is up to us. You know, it's not anybody else's responsibility. Nobody else is causing us not to do this or not to do that. We are the ones that oftentimes get into our way. So we want to focus on, what can I do to shape my vision so that I can experience and manifest a greater result? And because we know this very well, and when I say we, I mean the team for the Vision Conference, we know this very well because we have been there. And this is why we have designed this curriculum, to help you as well as helping ourselves to continuously embrace our vision, to continuously polish and shine our craft. But we are not looking to go on this journey by ourselves, because our goal and focus is to help to create a legacy there are many other young entrepreneurs out there. Some have already understand that they are. Others will emerge as the years go by. However, we want to have something in place that will help to hold these young or seasoned entrepreneurs accountable for their success. We no longer want entrepreneurs to blame the government. We no longer want entrepreneurs to blame the economy. We no longer want entrepreneurs to blame their color. We no longer want entrepreneurs to blame their gender. We no longer want entrepreneurs to blame immigrants who came from another country to their country and experienced success when they were born and raised in that country and they have not accomplished anything. The buck stops here. We no longer want those things to happen. And we all have the skill set to help to bring about a difference. We do. And this is why we are putting our resources together to help implement this conference that will help each and every person experience greater success. So if you are still on the fence, don't be on the fence any longer, because you have early bird registration for the conference extended through April the 14th. You need to go sign up so you can be at the conference, so you can learn from Richard Donald, Jim Namley, Chandel Pitts, Edward Foxworth, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, Dolores Presley, Jennifer Sertle, Jan Mullock, the Reverend Dr. Theophilus Mills, Tayala Stovall, and the Queen of the Empowered Soul herself. We also have L. Denise Jackson and Dr. Joy. So, here we are. We have put together a magnificent, empowering conference designed specifically for entrepreneurs to understand the importance of shaping their vision for greater success. Never stop believing in your dreams. Goals are dreams and wishes that are not easily reached. You have to work hard to obtain them, never knowing when and where you will reach them. But keep trying. Do not give up hope. And most of all, never stop believing in yourself. For within you were the great for within you there is something special. Someone wonderful and successful. No matter what you believe, as long as you want it and make you and it makes you happy, you are a success. You know, and that is so true. What is success? When you say success, what it means? Is success a beautiful relationship with your family? Is success money? What does success mean for you? What does wealth mean for you? Is wealth experiencing financial know-how, know-it-all? There's always a surplus after you pay your bill. What does wealth mean for you? Does wealth mean that you're experiencing good health? You know, what is it? We need to go to the drawing board and ask ourselves these questions. Because No one can answer them for us. Only we can understand them for ourselves. You can be more than your dream. Believe that you are far more wonderful than you ever dare to imagine, because you are. Believe that you can be more than you have ever dreamed, because you can. Believe that you have more courage than you can see, because you do. Believe that you are stronger than your fears have allowed you to know, because you are. Believe that you can love more fully than you ever thought, because you are able to. Believe that you are truly more unique and special than you have ever allowed yourself to acknowledge, because you really are. Believe it. If it's the last thing you do, believe it, because it is true. I want you to write that down in your journal. Believe that you are a successful entrepreneur. Believe that you were created to enhance the lives of your clients or customers. Believe it. Begin to feel it, taste it, smell it. Know this truth, that you are important to this world. This world cannot operate effectively until you begin to believe that you are important to this world. Polish your contribution. Shine it every day. Know that there are many lives out there that is waiting patiently to experience what you have to offer. Know that there are no other entrepreneurs on the face of this earth that can do what you do. They were not created to do that. They cannot do it as well as you do, because that's for you. Your DNA is all mixed up in that punch, baby, and there is no getting away from that. So if you prevent people from experiencing that punch that God has provided for them, you are going to leave them with a void in their lives. Think about that. You and I, we were created to solve so many different problems in other people's lives. We do not want to be held accountable. We do not want to be told that we were not accountable for what God created us to be. Think about it. We want to remind you to be at the conference. We are looking for you there. This curriculum was designed for you. The website that you can check out for more information is www.visionweekendconference.com. Visit us there. We extended. A lot of you sent emails asking to extend the early bird registration, and we listened to you, and we extended it through April the 13th. So grab your registration. You will not want to miss it. Some of the speakers again is Dr. Theophilus Mills, Talia Stovall, Jan Mullock, Jennifer Sertle, Dolores Presley, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, Edward Foxworth, Chandel Pitts, Jim Nemley, Richard Donald, and the Queen of the Empowered Soul, Daphne Clark Hudson. So we are there for you. We want to have you there. We want to help you to shape your vision for greater success. Because I tell you something. People have been speaking a lot. You listen to the economists and everything, and they are speaking on numerous occasions about the role that entrepreneurs play in the turning around of the world's economy. Guys, the world is depending on our greatness. So why don't we just step out there and harness and just take control of all the things that we need to do? I want to just like go ahead and tell you of some of the speakers that we have coming up. Some of the dates are already confirmed and others are not yet confirmed, but we're looking to have Sandra Bullock on, and we are going to have Talia Stovall. We're going to be having Clay Osborne on the show in the near future. And we are going to have some amazing guests line up for the May coming up. We have Dr. Barnsley Brown coming up. And we just have such a great lineup for you coming up in these few weeks. So we wanted to visit the show on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. And please mark the show favorite. Share the link with your friends and your followers on Facebook and Twitter and all the places. Let us hear from you. Stop by our comments box and leave us some feedback there. Let us know what you think. I mean, this past Wednesday was our one-year anniversary. And thank God we were up to episode 155. And I want to thank you guys for that and for supporting us this past year. I know God is getting ready to do some amazing things with this show. And oh, I can't wait to see what he has up his sleeve for this show. I'm already feeling it and tasting it. And I know it's going to be good. It is going to be good. And I am so, so excited about all of that and having you as a listener. And listen, if you have a unique story that fits into the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business owners, I invite you to send me an email and let us talk about having you on the show to share your story. Because we all have stories. Why don't we get into the habit of sharing them? For those of you who are believers, for those of you who understand what Easter really means, I know we are super excited because in a few hours we will be experiencing Resurrection Day. Enjoy your Resurrection Day. Make sure you touch the life of somebody else so that next Easter they will too understand what does Resurrection Day means for them, and what is Easter? What does Easter mean? Yes, a lot of people be doing the ham, the candied yam, the collard greens, and all of that. But yes, Easter has a more intimate meaning for all of us. You know, Easter has a meaning why you and I can be experiencing the grace that we experience in this life. And I hope you take the time tomorrow, not just to put your beautiful hat on and your nice red dress or whatever color you're wearing for Resurrection Day, but take a friend, take a neighbor to church so that they too can accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, so that He is risen, yes, indeed, he is risen, will have a new meaning for them when they hear those words that are spoken. I once again want to remind you to please support us at the Vision Weekend Conference 2010, which is scheduled for May the 6th through the 9th at the Exquisite Heritage Hotel in Southbury, Connecticut. The website is www.visionweekendconference.com. I want you to join us on Wednesday, the 7th, at 10 a.m. in the morning, when I have a great lineup again for you. We are also going to be having on the 9th, I have Miss Yolanda Webb, who is the owner of Elan Beauty Cosmetics, and she has an online magazine, Elan Beauty, which I will be featured in the Mother's Day issue, you all. So yeah, more is going to be in the magazine. So I want you all to check that out. It's going to be, you can follow that on elanbeauty.com. So I'm going to have the owner of Elan Cosmetics on here. She has an amazing story that she's coming on to share about vision with you and why you should never take your eyes off of your vision. I tell you, Yolanda Webb has an amazing, amazing story. I tell you, when I read it, tears were rolling down my cheeks. And I think all of us need to hear that. So, I had such a good time talking with you guys for 2 hours. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. And this is just a gentle nudge to remind you that you were created for a destiny. Do not allow anyone, no one, to get you derailed and get you off of focus. I see you at the Vision Conference. I will see you on Wednesday the 7th when you will join my guests and I. Have a blessed Easter and a magnificent Resurrection Day. He's risen. Yes, indeed he is.
Showing me
for showing me
and directing me,
directing me,
hallelujah, to my destiny,
my destiny.
I dare you to declare it. For showing me,
for showing me,
hallelujah, and directing me,
directing me.
Speak to it, my destiny,
my destiny.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight.
For showing me,
hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny.
My destiny.
I know what I'm here for. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.